Hydea Burgess is one senior who is taking advantage of all the opportunities on campus. Reporter Emma Ishii takes us through a day in Hydea's life.
I just love to be busy. I cannot just be sitting around not doing anything. Like, it kills me. Like, I have to do something with my time.
It's a little after 7 o'clock in the morning, and Hydea Burgess is getting ready for school. She's on her way out the door.
I'll be out the house by 7:23, because I have to catch the bus that comes at 7:30. So I live by the airport, the Oakland airport. It takes me, if I'm late, it takes me an hour to get to school. And the buses really don't run down there. So I have to catch the bus to catch a bus to get to school, or I have to catch a bus to catch the BART to get to school.
Hydea follows this routine Monday through Friday. She chose Skyline instead of a closer school because it feels safer. And that way, she can focus on her studies.
The main reason I went to Skyline is because there's a lot of violence in Oakland, and I didn't want to be around that.
Oh, that's the bus.
Hey. Oh. Hydea makes it to school on time and starts her busy day of classes and activities. The first time I finally get a chance to sit down and talk with her during her free period, she's multitasking. We talk as she types an outline for AP Literature on her iPad in a tiny practice room of the music building.
My teacher likes us to make a lot of outlines. So this is like the first half of my outline. And then I have to finish the second half. And the second half is so much longer. See, that's first half.
Oh, wow, that's nice.
That looks very detailed.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to get an A. I see some other people turning in their work. I was like, oh, you guys are upstaging me.
Upstaging Hydea seems almost impossible. The woman does a lot.
Goodbye, my love.
Hard to say goodbye.
So every day after school, I have rehearsals.
Rehearsals for the school musical Dream Girls.
Mondays, like before rehearsals, I go to Youth Together. Tuesdays, I have debate. Wednesday, I'm a part of Skyline's Creative Writing Club. We do poetry. Thursdays, I have BSU Build On. Fridays is Christian Club. And other activities, I'm a part of track and field. I run the hurdles and I run the relays. Sundays, I have church. I feel like that's all.
She says she's taking advantage of every opportunity.
Oh, yeah. I've been trying to be a part of almost everything. My mom doesn't like it, but, I mean, hey, when you put it on your college transcript and you're able to fill all 10 slots, not just one and two, feels good.
And yes, if you're wondering, she has been applying to schools, both in and out of state. She sent her applications to 15 colleges.
I've applied to a lot of schools, got a lot of acceptance, too.
Do you have a first choice?
Yeah, Xavier. Xavier University.
To me, Hydea seems like an extraordinary person. So I went to find out if other people feel this way too.
Hydea is, as you probably know, is a very unique person with a very, very special personality.
Jeff Rapson teaches Hydea's AP Literature class.
She's awesome. I really enjoy having her in the class. She's lively, intelligent. She's very conscientious about her work and constantly asking questions and asking about how she can improve. Is definitely more sophisticated than the average 18-year-old.
In some ways, maybe she has to be. Hydea says she's on a mission to change the world and to combat the negative stereotypes so many people have about young Black students in Oakland.
Because I feel like African Americans in my society today, they're like looked down upon, and we are not given enough gratitude for the accomplishments that we have made or whatnot. And so it kind of sucks. I just feel like we should try and prove them wrong. Like, we should try and make a difference.
It's lunchtime, and Hydea's rehearsing for the upcoming musical, Dream Girls. She's playing Laurel, one of the three singers trying to make it in the music business.
I chose that character because I didn't want a huge role, because I was already aware of my hectic schedule, but I wanted something major enough that it just worked for me.
Making it work seems to be Hydea's specialty. Though she doesn't know exactly what she wants for her future, one thing she knows is she wants to make a positive change in the world.
I envision myself as becoming that, like, that doctor that's willing to travel the world and really help people. And it's like, it's kind of like I'm really living my dream, because, like, I love to travel and I want to help people. So, I mean, like, it's a win-win. People get to benefit from what I'm doing. Like, I put out and people are able to receive, like, the blessings. So, and I'm blessed at the same time.
The blessings have continued for Hydea. She was accepted to the majority of the colleges she applied to and has decided to attend Alabama A&M University in Huntsville. She'll begin there in the fall. For Cross Currents, I'm Emma Ishii.